The way that public attention is focused on sex offenders in recent years has not escaped commentator Michael Elviar. He knows that now, when a child is alone with a strange adult, it's a situation that is immediately viewed with suspicion.
I was almost home when I saw a small boy standing in the middle of the street. He flagged me down, rushed up, and said, "Can you help me find my parents?" The 8-year-old slipped his hand into mine and led me to a dilapidated house. I knocked, no answer. He pulled me into the house and said, "See, there's nobody here." I froze. I was in a deserted house holding the hand of a child I didn't know. "Oh my God," I thought, "there's just the two of us and no witnesses. What's to stop him or his parents from accusing me of molesting him?" I ran out of the house and banged on the neighborhood doors. Nothing. Nobody was home. In another era, I would have just taken him home and left a note. But those days are gone. All I could think about was being smeared with the label of pedophilia and mortgaging everything I had to fight it in court. I couldn't stay there, but I couldn't bring him home. Calling 911 seemed hasty. The kid said his parents went to the grocery store. I mean, how long does it take to buy milk? I was panicking. I crouched down and said, "Listen to me. I'm going to my house. I want you to stay inside with the doors locked. Don't let anybody in unless it's me or your parents. Got it?" He nodded. I left to get some fresh air and figure out what to do. I glanced back and stopped cold. The kid was back on the street flagging cars down. I ran back and grabbed him. I felt like this boy was a ticking time bomb. I had to help him, but I knew the longer we were together, the more I'd be seen as a predator. Desperate, I called my sister. "The police," she said. "Call the police and have them meet you and the boy at my house." The police came. The parents had come back. They really were at the grocery store, and the kid was safe. I, on the other hand, was shaken. I had been weighing the pros and cons of helping a child in danger. How could I put my welfare in front of that boy's safety? It was an act as repugnant as it was necessary. The truth is, helping a kid has the potential for ruining your life. My only consolation is that I finally decided I'd rather live with the stigma of an accusation than the shame of not helping a little boy in trouble.
Michael Elviar lives in Atlanta.